Hello everyone, welcome to the status update for the OpenSUSE Way. OpenSUSE Way was created a couple of years ago. It's attempt to have desktop environment based on Sway. And I gave first talk, I think, in 2020 here, and then last year there was a virtual event. There was a virtual talk as well. That was a little bit more fun because there was a live demo and whatnot. So I will have a links for that for you to watch. And since last year, there was not much progress, at least from my side, because I became a father of twins and had no time. Also switched my job from the SUSE to Percona. And the last year was a little bit busy for me. So as an adult, I have a lot of excuses to do not things, right? And OpenSUSE Way is one of down on the priority of what to do. But I am still keeping an eye, trying to fix some bugs or react on the GitHub issues, and etc. So what is OpenSUSE? Why? OpenSUSE Way is an attempt to have desktop environment based on Sway. Sway is a Tiling Windows manager. Actually, it's Wayland compositor, right? So it's Wayland compositor that's managed the Windows and whatnot. So OpenSUSE Way is attempt to provide the environment for people to start this really easily. So there is a configuration files, the packages, patterns, and actually also it's available during the installation. You can select OpenSUSE Way as the desktop environment. So it will install all the needed dependencies, configurations, and themes. So you will have nice experience with Sway, right? How to start. It will pre-configure everything, and then you can take your .dot files from the Sway, or maybe you do use i3, so you can easily merge from i3 to Sway, because it's completely compatible. What do you need is actually there is nice documentation. Myself and other people prepared. There is the portal where you can go and figure out how to install it. So I think there is no connection. No, there is connection. So there is the portal where you can find out all the details, what is inside of the OpenSUSE Way, and how to install it. It's actually also installed, available on the installer as an installation. So you can, when you go through the installation process and go till the end, where that in the beginning you choose the generic desktop, and when you go to the till the end, you can select different software, additional one, and you can go ahead and deselect X and select the OpenSUSE Way. It's almost automated, so it will install the packages for you, but unfortunately, unfortunately, it will not do everything. You still need some manual steps, and I will explain later why. So this is a good start for OpenSUSE Way if you would like to try it. Or if you like Sway plain, there is also a wiki page about how you can do the plain Sway installation. The project itself, it lives under the GitHub OpenSUSE account, OpenSUSE repo, so we are welcome you to submit PRs, issues, and also there was a suggestion to open the discussions. I will do that after the talk, so this was a really nice suggestion to open the discussion. So this is what you essentially need to start with OpenSUSE Way. There are some issues with it, right? And imperfections, or honestly, there are those issues we have there. People do not really report Sway issues because most of the time when you do use Sway as a Tiling Windows manager, you are quite maybe advanced in the Linux or something, and you solving your issues yourself, and then, okay, it works for me, I'm moving forward, and just fixed for myself, and this was a good start for me, but I will not report the issue. I have the same scene, right? I did it a couple of times already. Have fixed something on my computer and forgot to push it back. But yeah, there are some imperfections for that. And the one of first one is installation that I mentioned. The installation problem is that in OpenSUSE way, we use GRID-D as the login manager. It's like quite lightweight login manager. So we use that. And unfortunately, myself, I do not really like the OpenSUSE approach of XDM being the main one, which installs the display manager service. And that service then used as the wrapper around the different login manager, the desktop managers, display managers, or like GDM, etc. When you install GDM, it's actually use update alternatives to set up itself for display service. And I like kind of hesitate to go that way. I just do not like it. I like a little bit more Fedora approach when they have a systemd presets and they list different display managers or login managers on the way they're appearing, and then by default your login manager or display manager will be enabled. And unfortunately for GRID-D, I don't have that. If anyone wants to contribute that or suggest some other methods, I will be really appreciated. So that's why you need to actually enable GRID-D explicitly after the installation. And there is the documentation about it, but yeah. That's how it works currently. So the SE Linux problem I discovered recently. I tried the MicroS desktop, where SE Linux I think enforced, or maybe there is some issues between SE Linux and the file system you use. So actually, GRID-D failed with me. It started to crash, and it started to crash because it had not enough permissions to spin the Bash process. It used Bash to authenticate itself with spam, and that was a problem. So I think there is need so to create a C Linux profile for GRID-D, and that's not done yet. Another issue is the hard-coded path. GRID-D daemon is written in Rust, and there are a couple of issues available. I opened them upstream. Is that those passes are etc GRID-D or etc PAM, and they are hard-coded. So I opened the issue for them to change that, to maybe provide the way, standard way for us in OpenSUSE to use user etc, which is used in the package, but unfortunately system doesn't support that. The way to work around PAM issue, PAMD issue, is to link etc PAM GRID-D file to the user etc PAMD GRID-D file. So that's, we have workaround, it's documented in the GitHub, but those two issues, if someone know Rust and want to contribute to GRID-D, that will be awesome contribution for OpenSUSE. Another issue is the config files. The config files usually are quite hard to manage because we have the system config files which are located in user etc or etc, but the ones that actually people care, they are located in your home catalog, in your home directory under the .config directory. And how to manage this? If there is any user service that could be used, will be cool. For example, for people to automatically get it from GitHub, or maybe some kind of configuration management for Sway. This is a problem. There is a couple of suggestions on GitHub, but they need some care and love. Someone needs to go and implement them. And what is the next step for OpenSUSE way? So remove those imperfections. There are known issues. We need to remove them, especially starting GRID-D as the daemon will be cool. And automatically, so that will be a full-blown desktop environment that available during installation, and it will work. And I tried MicroOS. Sway kind of works there, but there are these tweaks with SE Linux and etc. So, but I think that MicroOS desktop is quite interesting system. It's disciplined you to understand what kind of software you install. Do you need this software or not? So, I think MicroOS has a quite interesting conception, and we can do Sway there because it's quite lightweight. And Fedora, Neil asked me some in the last conference, like, can we do that for Fedora as well, Sway? And I said, yes, we can. And actually, I use installed this, the same thing on the Fedora, and it works. So it could be pretty much universal between the distributions. And I'm running out of time. If you have any questions, unfortunately, there's those links out. But you can find this presentation on my talk. There is a link on my event description. And we have GitHub for sure. And we also have right now Telegram chat. I shared the group in the main OpenSUSE Telegram. So please contribute, ask your questions. If you're interested to improve this desktop environment, issues, questions, that's what I'm looking forward, and other community members as well. That was status update. If you have any questions, I am around. Unfortunately, this is quite a short talk, but please approach me, and I will try to answer them. Thank you.